All right, so currently this is the podcast with no name. So, yeah, man, I do want to continue the conversation that we were actually having just yesterday. So, obviously, we were discussing Mike's legacy, LeBron's legacy, all these other guys. And I think that we should actually name some guys. I think there's some guys that we've forgotten about. I mentioned him yesterday. I feel like he needs to get his due. And so I'm going to put the name out there, and that's Josh Smith. Right.
Josh Smith came into the league straight out of high school, just like LeBron James. I think he might have been in the same draft with J.R. Smith. Both of them came out of high school, if I both of them remember correct. To the Atlanta Falcons, the Atlanta Hawks. Back when the Hawks had a team full of Josh Smith types.
They did. I remember that.
Nah. Obviously, that wasn't the case, but they were all like 6'8", 6'9", guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, Josh Smith is someone who definitely deserves more respect, more recognition than he really has been.
So, Josh Smith isn't in the league. Why do you think that is? He's only 32 years old, by the way. Right.
There's a lot of three-point shots being taken.
Okay.
And Josh Smith definitely fell in love with the three-point shot at some point in his career where he thought, like, he was Steph Curry before Steph Curry. But I think, you know, he may have been shooting, like, something like 30%, 33% from the three-point line, which, you know, isn't good enough to take the volume.
The volume. Okay. Okay. Now, we've talked a lot about the effect that coaches have on players. I would say to anybody who would listen that that's the coach's fault. If you can't get your guy to buy in to the point where he's not taking the right shots, right? I believe it was Wooden that was like, yo, only take shots that you're going to make 70% of the time. And again, that comes from coaching and understanding the effect that bad shots may have on the morale of your team. I don't feel like that's Josh Smith's fault.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you to a certain extent. However, at some point, right, you got to take responsibility. Josh Smith gets the box score, right? At the end of the game, you know, players go look at the box score just like the people in the media, just like fans, opposing players, opposing coaches, their coach, they all get the box score. And when your box score says, you know, you shot the ball 13 times, and of those 13 shots, 8 or 9 of them were three-pointers, and of those 8 or 9 three-pointers, you made 3.
Okay. As a power forward.
Yeah. And
right.
That's a consistent thing. You're the power forward, you're supposed to be a rim protector, which, you know, by the way, he was really an undersized power forward who was a great rim protector.
He was. Yeah.
Great rebounder for his size and position. So it was some things that in Josh's game, and he could hit the three. I don't want it to sound like we're saying Josh couldn't shoot the three-pointer because it was a shot that was within his range. I won't say well within his range, but it was within his range. He could make it, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's the shot that he should have been taking.
Right. I buy that. I'm with you on that.
All right. And just some other things about Josh Smith. Athletically, I mean, freak. Like,
One of the best that we've ever seen.
Yeah, so at least on the level of, man, we should have a segment before we go. We should have a segment before we go on any further on Josh Smith where we, at some point, we're going to sound like we are slandering LeBron James.
Right.
Right? And it's
first of all, let's be honest. I talked to you about this yesterday. I have seen plays Josh Smith did that I don't believe he did. I've never seen a play from LeBron James that I don't believe he did that. And he jumped over a motherfucker. So I get where people would be like, what do you mean? But I just personally, my own opinion, dunks that Josh Smith has done on people, by the way, have been more athletic, right, than LeBron James, open court, cocking it all the way back. You know, there were some dunks where Josh Smith had no business dunking the ball. And then, on top of that, again, you know, LeBron James has so many plays every game that are so consistent, where he uses his athleticism, where he uses his tools to perfection. Having said that, Josh Smith blocked the shot, beat everybody down the court, caught an alley-oop and dunked it. I've never seen anybody else do that, except apparently Anthony Davis did it a couple. So that kind of tells you what we're talking about. I've never seen a play. Bringing another guy, we're going to name another guy right now. Gerald Green is a guy who, when he does things, you're like, no. So, you know, if you see some magic with magnets and shit, you see somebody make something float, you're like, no. That's what I feel like when I see Gerald Green. I'm like, yo, where's the tiger that's going to come out and bite him? Because this is a magic show right now. The nigga blew out, he blew out a fucking candle on the rim and shit, and he dunked it. So, right, didn't get the recognition. He dunked barefooted. Barefoot. It would have been easier. So you know, right? Try to jump. Try to run and jump. Don't hurt yourself. So you know, and again, I'm gonna name another guy. He has no. I don't like naming him. He's on my shit list. But you know, Dwight Howard dunked on a fucking 11-foot rim, 12-foot rim. So I'm like, yo, LeBron James might be the best pure basketball player we've ever seen, but there are some other highlights out there that I'll watch 1,000 times over before I watch one LeBron James highlight. I said it. It sounds slanderous, but Gerald Green, he got if you say yo, you know, if you got Josh Smith, Gerald Green, and LeBron James, does LeBron James make it in top 10 dunks? No. No, he does not. He doesn't get in there.
Okay, here's the thing. And I'm with you that I would rather see Gerald Green dunk 1,000 straight times.
1,000 straight times.
Before, and not even before I see LeBron James dunk or anything, because I don't want it to sound like LeBron James dunks on him.
Nah, they're wonderful. They're good. They're great. They're above average even.
So LeBron does that same dunk.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Really hard. That's the dunk.
That's what he do.
I just described that dunk and
everybody can see it.
Visualize that dunk. Like that. Okay. Outside of the time LeBron James abused the little dude from Miami who tried to jump with him.
Oh yeah. Ended up being his teammate, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot that. I forgot that. He jumped over my man. Who did he jump over my man, though?
Wasn't that him?
Nah, that wasn't even him.
Oh, no, you're
he
right.
Jumped over my man.
Player on the alley-oop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was disgusting. And LeBron should have been arrested that night for that. But, yeah, so he's got a couple.
He's got a few. But I'm like, yo, Vince Carter jumped over.
Was he Russian?
It was something.
He was one of those, Eastern European
Oh,
countries,
my God.
Right?
Oh yeah, so you know when you see LeBron do that, you're like, oh my God, that reminds me of the time that Vince Carter did it better. I'm just gonna be honest. Even when LeBron did that dunk to my man that you were talking about first, it's like, oh, that reminds me of when Mozgov got Mozgov'd. Right?
Or
Brandon. tonight. He got murdered. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, yo, like LeBron would not make it in terms of plays where you're like, no, because my man Mozgov physically should have been able with all 280 pounds to stop Blake Griffin from dunking that. So we say no.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, in bringing up Josh Smith today, we only wanted to highlight some people in Gerald Green. I know some of you are like, man, why are these obscure
niggas. Yeah, that's all right. We know what we're talking about. We're basketball heads. That's all right. Yeah, go look Gerald Green up. Right. Change your life.
Please.
Yeah.
Do yourself that.
Yeah.
Topic.
Yeah. And make sure you pay attention to the faces of the opposing bench. Yeah.
Okay. There's one. When he was in Brooklyn.
The alley-oop?
Where he was looking in the rim. He was so high. He was like looking down.
In the rim. In the rim.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
So do yourselves a favor. Go check out Josh Smith's highlights. Go check out Gerald Green's.
Okay, look, and so then I'm going to bring it back to, like, even guys who, and we talked about this, like, you know, I would go watch LeBron James, I'm going to pay the money, right? But I'm going to see basketball at its highest level,
right.
And I'm going to get that. He's going to give me that night in, night out. This is going to be beautiful. He's probably going to get 28-8, right? Like, you can just go out and be like, yo, we're going to see the best bounce pass we've ever seen in life. Okay, having said all of that, I don't care. Having said all of that, are you asking me, would I rather watch Jason Williams, who is nowhere near, not even in the same gym, or would you, hey, shoot me, hate me, Jason, white chocolate, every day, oh my God. The name of the segment is We're Not Slandering LeBron.
That's
the name of the segment.
We're not
slandering LeBron. Okay? He's the probably the best pure basketball player we've ever seen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I can't do that. He who shall not be named. Nah.
Okay.
Don't say his fucking name.
Okay.
He who shall not be named. Yeah. It's not.
Kevin Durant is
He's Kevin Durant. But he has to do Kevin Durant what Kevin Durant did this year for 7 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
LeBron James has, what he has done, is given himself so much leeway
yes.
to the next best player. Right?
Oh my God, yes. Because there was that discussion, Kobe LeBron. Like, you know, Kobe LeBron discussion. That's not a discussion.
It's not a discussion.
Nah. Yes, on all-time greatness. Yes.
We had this discussion yesterday too. If I'm trying to win.
Oh yeah, like let's be honest.
Game 7.
Yeah, I got seconds.
Left. We're down. You know, let's say we're down 4 points. We need a sequence.
A sequence of plays, not just a shot.
Yeah.
A sequence of plays.
Give me Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bean. Well, first, give me Michael Jeffrey.
That's the thing. That's the ghost that LeBron is chasing, right? Is Michael Jordan. Which my counterpart here believes that he cannot catch at this point.
Nah.
In his career, at what he's lost and what he's done, and all, he's a great basketball player, but
you can't catch Mike. Mike's efficiency makes it so that even though LeBron James is the best basketball player we've ever seen, if you don't, Mike went out there and just won. I don't care. Matter of fact,
LeBron's efficient.
But we talked about this. Like, that's why, you know, even if Kobe's 0-7 and you got them 30 seconds, or not 30 seconds, if Kobe's 0-7 and the score is 36-42 and your team is down, he'll hit that next bucket because it's like, yo, we're not going to go 8 down. We don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't go 8 down. We don't go 6 to 8 down. If we're 10 down, then you're going to get 3 plays from Kobe Bryant in a row. That's what you're going to get. If we are double digits down, then it's time for me to go to work. And that sort of mentality is why we pick Kobe, because if LeBron James is having a bad night, I don't expect him to make the next one. Nah, no, we're not. Nah, LeBron's better. Right. We're not slandering LeBron James.
But what we're talking about, what the conversation LeBron's game has put him into, right, is all-time greatness. You know, up there with the
That's fair. People. Absolutely. All-time.
He's definitely one of those people. Okay? But then there's this guy at the top of even that list.
Yeah. That LeBron's eliteness is not even comparable to his eliteness.
Okay, okay.
And he didn't even shoot threes. Like, let's be honest, that he didn't shoot what has now become the most efficient shot.
Yeah, when you break down the numbers, right?
Yeah.
It's definitely, it's, in fact.
When done well, when done right.
That was so super elite that he's at the top of that list, was shooting, for the most part, he was shooting the worst possible shot.
Yeah, the worst possible. Mid-range,
the
two.
Mid-range,
yeah, fadeaway. Midway, fadeaway jumper. Turnarounds.
Is the worst
yeah.
Possible shot you can shoot.
ISO'd off the dribble, by the way. So all of the statistics say that these are the worst shots.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dog, that's crazy. We need to. Somebody needs to take that into account. The
that's true. Right,
right. Because we've got those sorts of things now. People get paid a lot of money to sit.
And it's very clear. It is very clear that you should not shoot a mid-range jumper unless you're the center and everything is rotated and you're getting those Mehmet Okur open mid-range jumpers.
And by the way, this guy was not open shooting these jumpers.
No, he was not,
Mike
by the way. No.
Never open
ever.
Shooting these shots.
I don't even think Mike knew what a open have you ever seen Mike shoot an open jumper?
I'm trying to remember.
It may have happened, but we know that it's not something that we can readily recall. But we say open because he got himself open. Nah, he pushed him. Just shut the fuck up. Nah, he pushed him. Come on, bro.
Yo,
get out of here. That's because he got the strongest wrists on the fucking planet. Yeah, I don't care. The fucking Phil Jackson said he had the strongest hands of anybody he's ever seen. So there you go. I don't care. 230 pounds. Nah. But this is Mike. This is Mike, apparently. Yeah. Which, by the way, did anybody ever block Mike's dunk? And that's probably why. Like, y'all don't want to get my hand broken. What? Yo, that is the one thing about Jordan rules. They don't even bring that stat. They don't even bring that video to light. We're not going to find that video. That joint is in the annals of fucking, NBA. Oh, my God. Yeah, they burned it. Yeah, they did. Oh, my God. They probably called him, too, like, yo, Mike, we took care of the tapes. Yeah. Yo, you know John Stark is like, yo, you save one. You save one video for me, nigga.
God, hey,
yeah. Which, by the way, if I was a fucking designer for the New York Knicks, that would be our banner.
Yes, yes. By the way, John Starks used every reserve. No, forget reserve. That dunk was all the hate he had built up for Michael Jordan.
Oh my God.
That was the collective hate of the Knicks franchise, their fans, Spike Lee.
which is funny to say, but it's really true. Like,
no.
That was so cathartic a moment for the whole arena.
God.
They were like, we did it. We won.
Yeah.
No, you didn't, but we did.
Okay, so let's get back to...
Okay.
You know, when you talk about Michael Jordan, you have to go
it's just really just sort of trying to really categorize guys. You know, when you're a basketball head, you have this horrible, horrible habit of having to place motherfuckers in lists, right?
And when you grew up in our age, by the way, the hip-hop era...
That's what we do.
We do that.
That's what we do. Everybody has to be first or last.
Exactly.
If you ain't first...
We didn't grow up when kids were getting trophies
nah.
for losing.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, we cried when we got second.
Trophies for not being good.
Yeah, yeah. We used the ball... Hey, but at the same time, if somebody was to tell me, this is a super tangent, if somebody was to tell me that by limiting the number of times that these volatile white boys feel bad about themselves, we might limit the number of shootings. Let's just be clear. All right? If little Timmy feels better about his life because he got the trophy for participation, right? At the fucking, if you get participation trophies at field day, kill yourself.
Nope.
As a child, if you can't get one ribbon, kill yourself.
Listen,
not my child.
Check this out. So people need to understand. There was a good portion of my elementary, my scholastic elementary years, right? Where we knew field day was coming. I'm going to
Yeah.
After Christmas break.
Building up to field day. How many push-ups can I do? How many pull-ups? How many pull-ups can I do? We were going to miss. Yes.
Okay.
That's right. Get all your stars.
Yeah. When I was in gym class, I was already measuring up my classmates.
That's right.
Yo, is he
he's not faster than me. Nah. Nah.
While we're playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, every time you did the tug of war, you were like, yo,
yeah.
I want to be on the winning team so that on field day, I know which team I need to be on.
Okay, and listen, when you tallied up those ribbons.
Oh my God, it was the greatest
right?
time.
Right? That was the thing, that was the way of passage.
Oh my God.
Always that one friend who didn't, he got
Yeah. Oh, you feel so bad. Oh my God. Oh, that's terrible. I remember that shit.
Look, man. Y'all don't know, but that was the most fulfilling time of your elementary life.
Right? And so but that's why you got these new niggas claiming that mumble rap is good and that they would take LeBron James in the clutch over Kobe.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
That's fair. It was more impressive. No. It was. It was more impressive.
The 73 win Warriors, right? The team that had just broken Michael Bull's record of 72 wins.
And probably had the best shooter to ever shoot ever.
That ever graced the planet.
Right.
Steph Curry. Maybe top five shooter as his wingman. In
That's true. No, absolutely. And Klay gets not the respect that he deserves being what he is.
Probably
right? And maybe today, top five defender, right?
Especially at the position.
Right?
At the position,
he might be the best.
Defender
that's
at
right.
The
so.
No shade to Jimmy Butler.
Right,
Jimmy Butler,
right. That's
Jimmy Butler's a better defender.
Okay, I give you that. But he's not better offensively.
No.
So there you go.
It evens out.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So LeBron James beat that team, right? The 73 win Warriors. Wow.
Statistical category. Yeah, he did that.
LeBron James.
He did that.
Michael Jordan's never done
that. Having said that,
right.
All of that, it in the clutch.
And see, and that's what we're gonna offend people.
I don't think we can offend anybody if we laid out the case.
And it's not even close.
Okay, there you go. It's not even close. I don't. And matter of fact, look, we talked about this. There's another name that goes before LeBron,
yeah.
Even after Kobe. There's another name. No, there's another name. We talked about him. Come on, man. Jesus Shuttlesworth. I'll take Jesus Shuttlesworth in the clutch over LeBron James any day of the week.
Saved.
Oh, absolutely. There's no equivocation that, and you know what? I will always, in my heart, they can't tell me any different. I don't think Ray can tell me any different, that he was picturing Kobe Bryant destroying him in the Celtics finals when he took that shot. Like, you know what, nigga, I'm going to get mine this time.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're gonna transition out of basketball here, I promise. But before we do that, since we're talking about Ray Allen, who knows the next time we'll talk about Ray Allen.
Fair enough.
Ray Allen played incredible defense on Kobe.
He really did. It was the best defense anybody had ever seen.
But for whatever reason, Kobe Bryant.
We know the reason. We know the reason. Nah. He was Broly. He was Broly. Give him his due. Give him his due. He went Broly. Yeah. Yeah. I see you, Ray Allen.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter how good the defense was. And trust me, ladies and gentlemen, it was good. It was great defense.
We believe.
If I was a coach and I saw my guy working that hard.
Great defense. Hey, and then you got to give it to the offensive player. Hey, it's a good shot. It's a good shot. We got to come back down the court. Right?
Look, these were terrible shots again.
Terrible. The worst shots. Who's pump faking three times?
Yeah.
That shouldn't have fade away jumper. Who does that?
Yeah. And I'm sure Ray Allen was thinking, who
the fuck? Oh, my God. Are you going to be ELO right now?
ELO.
Yeah, ELO was in him. Mike shot a runner from 20. That was a runner, sideways runner,
yeah.
Right? Like, let's understand what that shot was. That was, right? Right? It was like 20 feet.
It wasn't
a short shot. Nah.
Forget it's not easy.
Yeah. It was the worst shot you could have taken. But guess what? I want Jordan taking that shot.
Craig ELO was inside of his jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. And now we know Craig ELO for that.
That's a shame. And Craig ELO, by the way, I looked at Craig ELO. He was a good basketball
player. Oh, well, nobody cares. Yeah, I didn't know that. And it doesn't change my opinion of him. Does not change my opinion. So, yeah, actually, you know what? I think that as an inaugural go-round, that this was pretty good for us. We had a good laugh, and we're not slandering LeBron James. So this was the podcast with no name.
Yeah.
We appreciate y'all stopping by. My name is Obi.
I'm Phil.
And
we'll be back next time.
Next time.